Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great day when the Congress of the United States, when our media on all sides, everybody seems to be spending a gigantic amount of time and energy and passion and concern over this question of voting procedures. I mean, really? Is that really the Republican bills in Texas and in Florida and in Alabama and in Georgia and various other places? Are those bills a threat to American democracy? 1-800-955-1776. Or is somehow the new H.R. 1 bill, the For the People Act by the Democrats, is that a threat to American democracy? And who, other than professional politicians and political activists on both sides, is really excited about this question of voter ID? Some of the new polling data on how people feel about this is surprising. We will get to that. There's also an ongoing battle over an ongoing riot. Not in Portland this time, though there's that too. It's in Washington Square Park in the Greenwich Village neighborhood of New York City. And the New York Times is actually reporting very harshly on some of the party goers, as they're described, the people who are trashing up the park, who are scribbling all over its arch, which is the famous display item in the 1 acre park, and basically ignoring all curfews and making life unlivable for people in the neighborhood. So are they right to say something about it and do something about it? Yeah, except they're afraid to do it because it might put them on the side of the police. Oh, no! We will get to that story. There is a new report which actually suggests that people who describe themselves, and it's supposed to be over a million Americans, who now describe themselves as non-binary, meaning they can't really figure out what gender they are, or they have multiple genders, or whatever. And with that more than 1 million people, there is a revealing detail in this study that makes you really wonder about the whole pride agenda. And speaking of pride celebrations, there is a controversy regarding pride in Seattle, of all places, where they are trying an experiment with reparations. What's the experiment? You can come participate free in glorious pride events celebrating the LGBTQ community, but if you happen to be white, if you have that terrible misfortune of having a white skin, white background, white heredity, then you have to pay money. And the money is assessed on you between $10 and $50, depending on where you stand in the Marxian scheme of things. In other words, how much money you earn. Another revelation of some of the thinking behind the extreme left. And speaking of the extreme left, I have no idea what his politics are, but John Hinckley, who for 35 years spent time in a mental institution after he was held to be not guilty by reason of insanity, is now launching a YouTube career. We will give you a sample of some of his strong stylings, which apparently are drawing some enthusiastic response, which it's a big country. It's an amazing country. There are all kinds of new developments. And then this new development, headline, Religion is Not the Secret to Happiness, Global Study Claims. Now, the key word in that sentence, global. We will get to that as well on the Michael Medved Show. First off, this story about Washington Square Park, which is not part of New York that we visited when we were there in New York last week. It's right near NYU, which is second to Columbia University, is the most expensive, prestigious university in New York City. And, of course, Greenwich Village has been noted to be an arts colony mixed together with some distinguished older homes for, 100 years. Henry James wrote a book about Washington Square at a time when there were more upper-crust families living there. But now they have an entirely different problem, and actually, to my surprise, shock, in fact, the New York Times wrote about this, it seems to me, in a very fair and enlightening way. Here's what they have to say. It's a piece by a writer, a reporter named Kimiko De Freitas Tamura. In any event, she writes, "The park's iconic Roman arch had been scrawled over. The fountain gurgled with some kind of detergent stuffed into one of its nozzles. And glass shards, needles, and pizza boxes littered the ground. Just a day and a half earlier, late on a Saturday night, the police had swarmed around the Marble Arch to start clearing the park of partying visitors who had overstayed a new 10 p.m. curfew. But the revelers, many dancing and drinking as music boomed from amplifiers, didn't want to leave. A raucous confrontation ensued as officers in riot gear pushed into the crowd while people threw bottles and chanted anti-police slogans at them. By night's end, 23 people had been arrested and 8 officers had been seriously injured. The June 5th clash followed weeks of brewing, it says, resentment in and around Washington Square Park with complaints about noise, drug use, and crime, animating a deeper dispute over public space and who gets to use it. Some residents who live in surrounding homes are bracing for a summer of chaos and sleepless nights, while the mostly younger visitors, already wary of the police, are questioning why the residents who live nearby should be able to make the park off limits to them." It's not making it off limits to them, it's making them off limits after midnight, and now they have lowered the curfew to 10 p.m. But it's not holding, they're not following it. The two groups, the residents and the visitors, are often divided by race, class, and age, of course. Many of the complaining residents are white, while the young people who visit the park are a diverse group from outside the neighborhood, attracted to the gritty glamour of the scene, but also the notable absence, until recently, of police. In the parks where they live, some said, they are stopped and searched often. Why not here? On weekends, the number of visitors to the park sometimes balloons to more than 1,000 packed into a 9/10 of an acre space. In other words, it's less than an acre, the whole park. It's not that big. Having 1,000 people there, you should see some of the video. This is at the heart of Greenwich Village, an atmosphere made potentially explosive by an apparent influx of crack and heroin use in the park. The police said officers have had objects hurled at them as they tried to enforce curfew, and at one point a crowd blocked one of the streets around the park. Images of the June 5th altercation recalled last year's protests around the murder of George Floyd, but they're not protesting anything. They're dancing and drinking and fighting. They even staged car races, which you can hardly imagine in that particular space. The trouble in the park and the question about what to do about it has prompted hand-wringing among residents who live nearby. They consider themselves liberal, but they now find themselves weighing their concern about the scene in the park against their own ambivalence about the police. Many of them said they were in favor of having a stronger, more consistent police presence in the neighborhood, but they were worried if they aired their views publicly, it would somehow make them appear less progressive. Horrors! We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. For a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill so you have the exact support you need regardless of your sleep position. It comes with a 10-year warranty, it's washable and dryable so it stays healthy, and it's 100% made in the USA. I'm also going to give you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my Giza Dream bed sheets, my mattress toppers, bath towels, and so much more. That's $29.98 for a queen-size premium MyPillow, the lowest price ever, and deep discounts on all my MyPillow products.
Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code NetVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVed for these great radio specials.
The pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and I was having a hard time walking, and the pain was very bad. And since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and the pain has gone away. I really am walking pain-free. So I just want to recommend this to anyone who has severe pain or any type of pain. It is really a miracle product.
Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain. MichaelMedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, or call 833-654-PAIN. Relief Factor.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Michael Medved show, the idea that there are people who want a stronger police presence in Washington Square Park, in Greenwich Village, in New York City, they want a stronger police presence, but they don't want to say so because they're afraid people might think they weren't progressive if they ask for more police to try to prevent this precious public space from being trashed. And by the way, I have actually one, two, three visits before this last visit with our daughter. I went with her to a really, really good dramatic production that was right near Washington Square Park, and it was in the basement of a church. And it was just a terrific production, dramatization of Jane Austen's novel Sense and Sensibility. It was wonderful, and we went out and we walked in the park. It was lovely. And they didn't have any of this crap. And when I say crap, we're talking about, if you take a look at the pictures, this rather monumental, noble arch in honor of George Washington has been scribbled over, it's been trashed, it's been totally disrespected. It was put up originally in 1871. And that was at a time when very solid upper middle class people, not the super wealthy, built their homes around Washington Square. And it was considered a desirable place to live in the city, which was at that time still slowly sort of marching its way up the island of Manhattan and finding new places to live. But now, if that park, which is supposed to be sort of a center of artistic sentiment and elegance, that's even an idea, well, that's not what they have right now. And as the New York Times is fair enough to report, it says many of the residents said they were in favor of having a stronger presence and more consistent police presence in the neighborhood. But they were worried that if they aired their views publicly, it would somehow make them appear less progressive. Some expressed fears about the apparent explosion in drug use in recent months. And one woman, it says, said her young daughter picked up a used syringe. This is all part of what's going on, not just in Washington Square in New York City, but in neighborhoods around the country, in cities around the country. Remember, everyone was talking about 10 years ago. I remember as recently as 2016, just 5 years ago, that when we had the Republican convention in Cleveland, Ohio. Remember that? And everybody was talking about how downtown Cleveland was making a comeback because people were wanting to move downtown. Now, partially because of COVID, but also partially because of this explosion in crime everywhere and the explosion in homelessness and graffiti and litter and trash and vandalism, people are now not so much migrating back to downtown and buying very expensive condos in cities like Seattle or even in New York or San Francisco, because these are no longer desirable places to live. The migration is people running away from these neighborhoods and moving to the suburbs until there are thugs and losers and lowlifes who trash the suburbs as well. They report that on Wednesday, residents met with the police to voice their anger over the conditions in the park, while protesters outside the building where the meeting was being held criticized the police and the park's rules. Earlier this week, Mayor de Blasio shrugged off the residents' concerns. We've had a number of nights where things went pretty smoothly, he said at the news briefing. Oh, great. They have a number of nights where this ongoing riot or rave or whatever you want to call it, and they do describe that there were people doing drag racing in a street by the park. Recent video footage provided by residents showed fireworks blowing up in the sky and cars racing each other around on the street in front of the park, their exhaust pipes spitting out flames and making popping sounds like gunshots. I mean, this is this is, again, one of those things that happens when order breaks down and just breaks down entirely. They quote a resident, obviously a Latino resident, when that's good, named Carmen Gonzalez. She is a dog photographer in the neighborhood. She says, once the sun comes down, the park changes dramatically. It's time to draw the line. What pains me is that this park is supposed to be for everyone. And now, some people are just too afraid to go into it. But the curfew and the crackdown in the park has left some in wonder who everyone really is. And what they're trying to say is make it, of course, a racial issue. The people are saying that a lot of the partiers who are descending on the park are people of color, and the people who live around the park and right adjacent to it are predominantly white. There is one individual named David Ortiz, who's a 28-year-old man from Bushwick, that's Brooklyn, who goes by the name Shaman. Remember the QAnon shaman at the Capitol riot? Well, it's a different kind of shaman. He draws people to the park for outdoor raves via Instagram. Washington Square Park, he said, is, quote, the noisiest neighborhood in the world. So please don't tell me about noise complaints. He added, when they say, oh, it's crazy, oh, it's a jungle in there, well, welcome. The world is a jungle, boo. Uh-huh. Profound. This is unreal. A little before closing time at midnight, things started to get rowdy. A crowd amassed through the arch to watch a street fight instigated by the same Mr. Ortiz, shaman, who had arrived with two boxing gloves. The crowd oohed and aahed. They shoved and shouted. They tried to capture the scene on their cell phones. Shortly afterward, a real fight broke out. What a surprise. At the same time, young men on four-wheelers and motorcycles zoomed around the fountain. A man calling himself Freddy lit up a blunt and offered to sell some marijuana. Then someone put on the song Cupid Shuffle, and the crowd cheered and broke into a line dance and kept dancing well past midnight. Paramedics arrived, responding to a call about an overdose. The police were nowhere to be seen. Look, is there any reason the police are nowhere to be seen? Of course there is. Because we right now have a constant undermining of police, and they're quitting in droves. Also, what about the terrorist attack down in Florida that wasn't? We'll get to that story and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell is blasting the sweeping Democrat voting rights bill. saying it's transparently partisan and saying it's a recipe for undermining confidence in elections. On the Democratic side of the aisle, does Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer have all the Democrats on board? West Virginia Democrat Senator Joe Manchin, one of the possible holdouts, saying,
I got to make sure that we're going to move to a better compromise, okay? But for me to have the vote, is such a Everyone's moving. I haven't seen it, though. Okay?
They haven't made the changes to your liking.
Yeah. I'm understanding they're working. Everyone's working in a real good. You've had President Obama come out. You've had basically Stacey Abrams. We're looking at a much better approach to take.
The White House acknowledging that President Biden's goal of seeing 70% of all American adults with at least one COVID-19 shot will not happen. USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Michael Medved Show. Coming up, we have not Juneteenth, we have Julyteenth, kind of. It's not even the 19th of July, it's the 14th of July, it's a Wednesday. I'm going to be spending the day at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library. I'm very honored to do that. I've done it 2-3 times before. And it's a great facility, and you can come out and give us word in advance that you're going to come there. Listen to the whole broadcast. I would love to have a real audience there. And we'll be on air, as usual, from noon to 3. And then afterward, there's a big speech and book signing by me at the Reagan Library about the paperback release of my new book, God's Hand on America. You can find out all about it and sign up for it. And it's at michaelmedved.com. Check it out. It should be a great event. And honestly, I believe that by that time in the summer, we are going to be continuing to feel much better. As I think, despite this stupid stuff like the Washington Square Park that we're talking about, I think we are already. Check it out. Go to michaelmedved.com and join us at the Reagan Library on Wednesday, July 14th. So a little bit less than a month from now. I can't believe it's approaching so rapidly. Speaking of approaching rapidly, there's a very sad incident at the Pride Parade. And now you don't even have to say LGBTQ plus pride. You just say pride. And pride automatically means something having to do with gay identity or non-binary identity or something. I mean, it has to do with your intimate orientation. It doesn't have to do with your achievement, doesn't have to do with any fine works of art that you're creating, like John Hinckley, the attempted assassin of President Reagan, is now setting up his own songs. He has one song called The Majesty of Love that is apparently pretty good. We're going to listen to it. But in any event, down in Fort Lauderdale, on Sunday, a car with a driver in his 70s, in other words, a young man, crashed into an LGBTQ pride parade. And people were injured. I mean, a car crashes into a parade of marchers, they get hurt. No one died, thank God. But the mayor of Fort Lauderdale, whose name is Dean Trantless, on Sunday talked about the horror of this terrorist attack. Listen, 1A.
It's terrible. They're laying on the ground. This is clearly a terrorist act against the LGBT community. This is disgusting. This is, we're fearful of our lives. We don't know what's going on the rest of the street. It just didn't look like he was here to have a parade. He was here to cause trouble. You could see it in his face. You could see when they pulled him up, when they threw him into the car and took him away.
Okay. It turns out the driver, who has lavishly apologized, who just lost control of his car, is a member of the LGBTQ community. He was there, as were most of the people he plowed into, to participate in the gay men's chorus at the parade. So after making this statement on Sunday, here's what Mayor Trantless had to say about the allegedly terrorist attack. What he has said about it yesterday. Listen.
I immediately knew that something terrible was happening. My visceral reaction was that we were being attacked. I regret the fact that I said it was a terrorist attack because we found out that it was not. But I don't regret my feelings. I don't regret that I felt terrorized by someone who plowed through the crowd.
Okay, why do you not regret that you felt terrorized? It was an inappropriate reaction. It was not someone deliberately plowing through the crowd. Nobody thinks that it was. You were mistaken. Why not regret a mistake? I don't understand. I don't regret my feelings. I feel that I am under attack. I feel that I am being threatened. I mean, this is wild. And part of what's wrong with it is that we're going to get more of this sort of thing because of another report. And this one, again, from a liberal source, it's MSNBC. This is clip number 5 about what is happening with our police departments across the country. Listen.
OER continues our series, The Future of the Force, this morning. It's all about the state of modern policing in America. After last year's summer of unrest, more and more police officers are leaving the job. Many say morale has plummeted. NBC's Gabe Gutierrez reports from Portland, where more than 100 officers have called it quit since last July.
Night after night after night. The clashes in Portland were relentless, and many police officers felt targeted.
Morale, I think, is at an all-time low now.
The precinct where Officer Krota Runsuk works is still boarded up more than a year after George Floyd's murder.
We're being held responsible for the actions of an officer that's across the country, and I don't think that's fair.
Since last July, at least 115 Portland officers have left the force, either by resigning or retiring. There are now barely 800 left. Just last week, members of the city's rapid response team resigned from that unit after one officer was charged with excessive force during a protest last year.
Okay. And this goes even to people being injured when they're trying to enforce a curfew and they get bottles thrown at them and police officers are taken to the hospital. And yes, they are mortal. And that's in Washington Square Park in New York. And it's happening all over the country. And police officers are quitting. Listen to 5B.
We're stereotyped. And we're
Daryl Turner is the police union's executive director, who retired in January.
We're dealing with rioting at a level and a sustained violence that we've never seen before. Gun violence in our city like we've never seen before. We're looking at the most catastrophic staffing levels we've ever seen before.
It's a problem that's exploded nationwide. Several cities have faced calls to defund the police. Others have slashed budgets due to COVID. More and more officers say they feel villainized like never before.
A survey of about 200 police departments finds that retirements are up 45% and resignations 18% when compared with the previous year.
We've reached a breaking point.
Sergeant Jake Verhalen in Folsom, California, says Floyd's death has rippled across even smaller departments like his, where recruiting new officers is getting much harder.
Some of it has to do with pay and benefits, but I think there is a bigger picture, and that being this public discourse, if you will, against the police, and some young people perhaps are asking themselves the question, is that really a career path that I want to go down?
Okay, we have to answer that question. And there really should be, by conservatives, and leave aside conservatives, liberals, just patriotic, decent, sane Americans, there ought to be rallies and petitions and voices raised in support of our police officers. And yes, we need more police officers. There's a labor shortage everywhere, but particularly of that labor, which is just so vastly, so vitally, so enormously important. And right now, people are talking about the threat to democracy, about very minor changes in either direction in voting regulations. And we have this threat to literally the way that we all live, the way that we conduct our lives, the way that we enjoy parks, the way that we enjoy our public spaces, where the breakdown is everywhere and it's visible, and it's the broken windows effect in spades. There must be something done. So the president has announced, President Biden has announced that tomorrow he's going to announce a big new program to cope with the surging crime rate. The sources in the White House say it's going to emphasize one thing above all. What do you think that is? What should it be? 1-800-955-1776. I'll tell you coming up.
Michael Medved.
Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Drovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
I've had several knee injuries on my left knee, and so over time, stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks, I started noticing results, and after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone, but the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone, and so therefore my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's michaelmedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833 toll free 654-PAIN, 833-654-PAIN.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
I guess it's good news. It shows that at least there are some people in and around the White House who are paying attention to what's actually going on in America in the summer of 2021. And part of what's going on in America is just a change in the country in terms of apprehension and insecurity and a sense of public safety. I mean, things out there. And right now, the major press, Washington Post and the New York Times, have all started saying, well, wait a minute. If you actually look at the total amount of crime that has been going on in this country, crime's actually been going down. It's been going down. And there are ways you read the statistics, and that's true. But that's if you include all crimes, instead, including property crimes, including burglaries. That's been going down, and partially, people believe, because we've basically been having some economic good news. There has been all kinds of untold billions of dollars sent out to give away to people. In fact, they've given away so much that they are now planning, Governor Newsom of California is planning to buy insurance, basically, with public money, with federal money. There's so much extra federal money in California that they want to use the money to help pay off overdue rent for people who are earning up to 80% of the median income, which can come to, in the city of San Francisco, for instance, it comes to, if you're earning $140,000 a year, you can get your rent paid in San Francisco by Uncle Sam, which is just, it's crazy. And things are out of control. But finally, and it's taken a while, the administration has gotten around to dealing with the issue of surging crime and some of the feeling of insecurity and the idea of people feeling that life around them is getting worse. And here's Jen Psaki in her press briefing today, and she comments directly on this increase in violence, because even if overall crime may be going down compared to this time last year, and partially that's because it's harder to commit property crimes in particular when you're in a pandemic. But Here's her comment on the recent surge in violence, which is real. Here's a Jen Psaki.
Let me give you just a sense to the degree I can, because we're still finalizing the specifics. There's been, one, an increase in violent crime over the last 18 months. It's not just over the last few months. And actually, if you look statistically back, it's more over the last 5 years or so. So there's an initial set of actions the president has announced to date to address gun violence back in April, strengthening regulations on ghost guns, stabilizing braces that make firearms more lethal, investing money in community violence intervention programs, an investment that he thinks can be quite effective. He's talked about for decades, and I think you'll hear him talk about more tomorrow, supporting additional funding for community policing through his budget request and helping state and local governments keep cops on the beat. So, yes, we believe that a central driver of violence is gun violence and is the use of guns. We're seeing that statistically in a lot of areas, but he also believes that we need to ensure that state and local governments keep cops on the beat, that we're supporting community policing, and that's a key part of it as well.
Okay, let's hope for the best, and at least they're talking about keeping cops on the beat. We need a surge in cops. The same way that total disaster in Iraq was averted because of courageous decisions made by President George W. Bush and some of the people advising him to have a surge in Iraq at a time when the war was going very badly. We need a surge of police officers right now, and a determined effort to keep those officers who are already there on the job, and a greater effort to recruit and to help pay for and to deploy more officers. And sure, if they have a crime intervention programs that have been shown to work, I know there are some police professionals who think that that kind of program can be useful. But you can't make up for a lack of manpower, person power. You can't do it. And the idea that you can sort of marry this together with what the ultra-left of the Democratic Party still wants and what this issue that we talked about earlier about Washington Square Park still demonstrates, they still want defunding of cops, less visible cops, more visible cops out, around, and there. At all hours of the day and night, is a crucial ingredient in public safety. And by the way, if they're going to try to go after guns in the hands of gangbangers, like this awful shooting, it's another shooting in Chicago where two parents were killed with their two young children in the car over some kind of traffic dispute. And father shot, boom, then mother shot, boom, two kids left orphans. It's a horrible thing. And yet that doesn't stop a contributor to MSNBC and a defund the police activist named Brittany Cunningham talking about the rising crime in New York and having an interesting theory on where to lay the blame. Clip three.
Defunding the police is not police. It's just about taking money out of an institution that continues to prove ineffective. It's also about refunding the people. It's about ensuring that the services that people need to ensure safe communities from the ground up are actually being funded and resourced to their full capacity. I think that there are a lot of police unions and GOP operatives that would like for us to believe that this recent crime wave has everything to do with this idea of defunding the police. But guess what, Stephanie? The police haven't been defunded. You actually look at the 50 largest cities' law enforcement spending. As a share of the general expenditure in each of those cities actually rose slightly from 13.6% to 13.7%. And many of the cities that have talked about removing that money, like Minneapolis and Seattle, they've actually paused or slowed how they were thinking about moving that money. So this rising crime is not the fault of the movement. It's actually the fault of the police, and this has been our point all along. Why should we keep funding systems and institutions that keep rendering themselves ineffective? We should be talking about gun control, livable wages, fair housing, education. That's where we should be moving the money to ensure truly safe streets.
Is there a scrap of evidence that livable wages, fair housing rules, cut down on crime? I don't believe there is. And historically, there isn't. If you want to take a look at what has worked in cutting down crime, what has made historic changes, it is precisely the diversion of more resources to policing and having police take care of those seemingly smaller things, like you can't just set up a encampment at a public school, that you can't just draw graffiti everywhere. It makes a very big difference in the way people feel about a city like Seattle, say, compared to what it was 20 years ago or 30 years ago. We moved here in 1996, and so it was 25 years ago. And 25 years ago, one of the things that was shocking was, hey, look how clean it is compared to L.A. There's not graffiti on everything. Now there's graffiti everywhere on everything. There are parts of the roadway where you take the Mercer exit off the I-5 to go down to Seattle Center and the Space Needle and major tourist attractions. And you go down a little tunnel that has a yellow tile on it. And the yellow tile's not bad looking. It now looks disgusting. It looks like you're entering Hades, because it is covered, I mean covered, with graffiti. And is it tough to try to make sure that gets cleaned up? Well, for goodness sake, if we would actually involve some of the people for whom we are now in the process of buying motels in Renton, yeah, that's on tap, buying a long-term home for homeless people. And what about employing some of the homeless and aimless people in somehow improving our physical environment or simply enforcing the law? One of the important things that was done in New York City that made crime go down so dramatically under the superintendent of police, Bill Bratton, and Mayor Giuliani were things like cracking down on squeegee men. Let us crack down a little bit, and that will mean more than some of these grand claims for social reordering that have actually done more damage than good in most of the cases where they've been tried in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.